Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, you don't score the ball if you can't hang on to it. And boy, that's been the dilemma for the Edgewood Mustangs, reeling big time. 47 total points in the last two games, only 21 down at Orleans the other night.
Starts with, you know, taking care of the basketball. Obviously, we got to do a better job of doing the little things, catch the ball first before trying to dribble, before trying to pass or shoot, slow down to be quicker. And, you know, it's a fixable thing. I think that we've been solid on the defensive end all year. It's just trying to get all the offensive pieces to come together and click right here at the end of the
it, tonight, is it just the decision-making?
You got to take time to evaluate what is working and make sure that, you know, you are focusing on the things that your team does do well. And, you know, even though we've struggled to score the last couple of games, there are some aspects of our offense that's better than others, and so we got to make sure that we sharpen those up.
Mustang basketball coach Matt Wadsworth looking for better offensively tonight against Northview, also 8-12. They'll host the sectional in a couple of weeks. 7:30 is tip. Our thought for this Tuesday, though, nobody can go back and make a new beginning. Anyone can start over and make a new ending. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, it was like Grace Berger was mentioning the other day. You got to pick your poison with us. Number 13, Ohio State, couldn't Monday night and paid the price big time. Losing at the Value City Arena in Columbus, 83-59. The second-ranked Hoosiers, 12 in a row now. Business as usual Monday night, and yet another dominating performance by Coach Terry Morin's outfit.
We just kind of settle in and, you know, realize that, one, we have to get stopped. We have to go down on the other end and execute at a high level. You know, really proud of Sarah and how she shot the ball. She's an elite shooter, and you know, everything that came out of her hands just looked so good. So really happy for her. And then, you know, Mac was just once again terrific on the inside.
A lot of boxes checked off Monday night for Coach Terry Morin and the staff as she watched her Hoosiers just flat dominate. McKenzie inside, a career-high 33. An Indiana best for Sarah Scalia, 24, including 6 of 8 from behind the line. Grace Berger, her usual night at the office, 16-10, another double and 5 assists. Indiana shot nearly 60% for the game. They move to 14-1, 24-1 overall. They host 12th-ranked Michigan at Simon Scott Thursday night at 8:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.